little bit of Hall of Fame from the script here. I reckon Jack Crisp might be looking at one of those spots in the Collingwood Hall of Fame. 192 games on the trot, if you don't mind, breaking Jock McCarl's record for the Magpies on the weekend yesterday. In fact, in their big win over the Blues, it locks them in a top spot on the AFL ladder. And the champ's been good enough to join us this morning on Breakfast. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. Well, good morning. How are you?
Going magnificently. Not as well as you, though. 192 on the spot, on the trot. Like, it's quite something. How do you do that, man?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a surreal thing to think about, to be honest. I've kept an eye on my streak the last probably a couple of years. But I'll put half down to good genes for Mum and Dad. Thank you very much to them. But, yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into the body behind the scenes to make sure my body's all right to play at the highest level. But, yeah, obviously playing consistent footy also helps.
Well, that's right. You've got to be informed to get picked every week. So that's a big part of it. But it's 198 total because you played six at Brisbane before you got to the Magpies. So you're nearly 200 in a row, which is quite something. And it's an amazing achievement these days too, Jack, because of the way the game's played and umpired and the MRO gets involved with tackles that can just be a little bit off or bumps that can just be a little bit off. It's quite something to last the stand the course through games as well.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Like, especially these days with, you know, a few dangerous tackles or bumps, as you mentioned. But then, a lot of blokes can easily just do the soft tissue injuries or the injuries where no one's even around you and you just land awkwardly. So it's just so many little different factors can go into it. And I'm very lucky and blessed to be able to continue playing injury-free.
Yeah, you've done a great job. And as you say, playing well and in a team that's dominating at the moment. And you did that again yesterday. You blew the Blues out of the water in that first quarter. And you've done that a couple of times. Did you expect to be able to get hold of them early, or do you expect more of a grind at the start of the game?
We're expecting like a real good fight and probably a whole four-quarter performance to break them in the end. A bit like last year, maybe. But, we're quite pleased with our start, especially the first half, to be honest, to be able to put that big gap on the scoreboard at halftime. And then all we had to do is just maintain what we're doing, because we knew they were going to come out and try a few different things to be able to counter every blow that they threw at us. So, yeah, it was really good to see.
This team, you've been a part of the competition for quite some time now, which is great, and 200 in a row is pretty impressive. But this team, what's different about this team in your eyes that has you sitting a game clear on top of the ladder at the moment?
Yeah, I think it's just the belief in everything that we do and the willingness to fight, tooth and nail, whether it's diving for tackles, diving for spoils, just the chasing pressure, the relentless pressure, to be able to get a fingernail in or put that perceived pressure on, or just any way we can to make sure the opposition can't move the ball forward like they want. And then obviously, the ball can fall into our hands and then we'll use our numbers back the other way. So it's just, the willingness to keep fighting and scrapping for the win, no matter what position we're in, to try and get the ball going our way.
Now, everyone was talking about Darcy Moore on the back of his performance yesterday, and it was outstanding. I want to give a bit of love to Brodie Mychek. He's one of my favourite players in the competition because you very rarely get a poor game out of him. You very rarely, Jack, get a poor contest out of him. Four snags yesterday again to set the game up for you guys early in the contest. Tell us about the trust you have in Brodie Mychek and the way that he sort of leads this group in the forward half.
Yeah, you pretty much hit the nail on the head, man. The way he's always been a 1v2 or one against three, but he always somehow brings the ball to ground, just throws his body on the line. The poor fella gets some big knocks and gets a bit sore throughout the week, but he just keeps backing up contest after contest. And yesterday he performed really well. He was strong in the air, especially in the first half, and he was able to capitalise up forward.
No, he's a beauty, Brodie Mychek, and he really did set the game up there for the Magpies in that win over the Blues. Now, still side bottom plays game number 300 this week. Joins the group, and the Magpies haven't had many 300 gamers through their history, which I still think is a bit of a quirk in the system. There was a suggestion that he might get subbed out late in the game yesterday just to freshen him up. He wouldn't be up for that, would he?
I think he wanted to keep playing, but I think maybe halfway through the last quarter they said they just put him... give him a rest, make sure he gets through the next week, and then we'll go from there, look after him.
Well, he's another one that looks after himself really well to get to this point. But is he the sort of the guy that you admire for the way he goes about his business and is able to maintain his body and the regime through the years?
Yeah, he's been extremely consistent as well. Played with him for the last 9 years, and I think he's probably missed one or two games through injury, and then maybe like one or two through suspension. So he's also been around to play a lot of football with, and he has always put his best foot forward. And he's a big runner, endurance runner as well. Yeah. So we're quite similar in that respect, where we get a lot of K's in the legs and then, yeah, look after ourselves throughout the week. Always training as well. So, yeah, he does a wonderful job. Cannot wait to run out with him for his 300th next week.
No, he's a beauty still, so, but I'm one of the favourites, I imagine, of lots of footy fans, and he plays the big milestone against the Kangas this week. Tell us about Craig McRae's shoes he was wearing yesterday and the story behind them.
Yeah, so I think they were designed by the same person that did our jumper, Tani Jarvis. Yeah, and it was all related to the Collingwood Football Club. And all the circles on there were just the different people involved in the football club. So it's just everyone involved, whether it's the admin, the coaches, the media staff. They're just the different groups of people at Collingwood and how we are together as a club.
Well, everything seems to be coming together beautifully there at Collingwood as a club at the moment. Craig's obviously one of the figureheads, Jack, yeah. when that comes to pass. If you were losing, say, if you were 5-5, say, would it be the same?
Yeah, we have I reckon it would be. We're in a similar spot last year, and we heavily focus on whether you win or lose, being able to come into the club on review day, not knowing whether you won or lost. You want to make it an enjoyable place where you come in and you want to get better, not worried about what the results have been. You just want to put your best foot forward, obviously, to keep focusing on what's next. And Craig does that really well and has a real good positive spin on things. And that really rubbed off on us last year, and it's continued through this year.
Well, whatever it is, it's working, so I would stick with it. And you've got, as I mentioned, you've got the Kangaroos on Sunday at Marvel at 3:20. Check your local guides, all the Magpies fans, to get out there and be a part of that. Oh, I am interested, though, looking ahead, not just to this week, but further in the year. Am I right in saying that you've got, you and your partner, wife, have got a baby due in late September, early October? Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
What date, Jack?
No, we're due a week after the season finishes, so October 8th. So... Yeah.
Now, Jack.
Perfect timing.
It's getting a bit tight, Jack.
That's perfect timing. If it stays that way, of course.
You have to keep thinking that. It's your perfect timing. Just hang on. Just hang on.
Yeah, don't worry. She's been thinking about it.
No pressure. No pressure. What happens, happens.
Yeah.
I won't even ask you the question that most people would be thinking right about now. What would you do? So I'm not even going to ask you that.
I'll cross that bridge later.
Let the cards unfold for a bit. But well done on the streak yesterday. Long may it continue. You've been a fantastic player for the Magpies. Best and fairest as well along the journey. And hopefully another big back end of the year for the Magpies. Appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me, mate. It was great.
Good on you. Jack Crisp, the star Collingwood midfielder. He's been, as someone says off the SMS, not bad for the steak knives in the Dane Booms trade there, Jack Crisp.